This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Israeli army says two airstrikes in the West Bank have killed nine Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
As violence flares in the Israeli-occupied territory, the Israeli army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying five militants. They said that the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The five men were later identified by Hamas as militants, including one who was a local commander. A Palestinian news agency said that they were taken to a hospital with four of the bodies being burned and charred beyond recognition. In a separate attack, Israel's military said it had killed four more Palestinian militants in the Tulkarem area shortly after they opened fire on Israeli troops operating in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
As tensions continue to rise in the Middle East and the likelihood of regional war looms, many countries are calling on their citizens in Lebanon to leave. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced they will loan citizens money to buy a plane ticket to leave now while there are flights. Because of the financial crisis in Lebanon, most banks limit the amount of money that can be withdrawn. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked plea deals for the man and two accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks. Ryan Chang reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalier, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Anthony D. Romero, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, said that he is going to challenge this in court. This is VOA News. Democrats have unified with remarkable speed behind Vice President Kamala Harris as she's taken over the top of the party's ticket. It may be another story when it comes to a running mate, as Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly have emerged as among the potential finalists. Both have faced criticism from some organizations and activists who might otherwise be supportive of Democratic causes. Harris's team says she's interviewing possible choices over the weekend before an announcement expected on Monday. The dissidents freed and the prisoner swap are vowing to keep up the fight against Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I was certain I was going to die in Putin's prison.
Vladimir Karamurza was one of the Russian dissidents released in the largest prisoner swap between Russia and the West since the Cold War.
I did not believe I will ever see my wife again. I did not believe I'll ever see my family again. This feels really surreal.
At a news conference in Germany Friday, he spoke defiantly, describing how prison officials had come to him in recent days, asking him to sign a statement.
The example petition was addressed to Mr. Putin. It spoke of admitting guilt. It spoke of remorse for what I have done.
He refused. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Somalia say 32 people died and 63 others were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital. A police spokesperson told journalists on Saturday that one soldier was killed in the Friday night attack and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate, Al-Shabaab, said though through its radio that its fighters carried out the attack. Witnesses reported an explosion followed by gunfire. Far-right groups took to the streets of Manchester, England on Saturday, shouting, quote, "Christ is King," unquote, and holding placards which read, "Save our kids." Riots involving hundreds of people, or thousands in one protest in London, have erupted this week after false information spread rapidly online. The suspect in the killings in the northwest town of Southport was a radical Muslim migrant. He is from Cardiff, Wales. This follows a night of unrest in Sunderland where protests grew violent and destructive.
What we saw last night in Sunderland was nothing more than mindless violence and disorder led by a minority with an agenda of hate.
That was Kelly Checker, the deputy leader at Sunderland Council. At least 30 demonstrations are being planned across the United Kingdom this weekend, the BBC said, along with a number of counter-protests by anti-racism groups. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.